Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy June!
Yes.
Yeah, we are halfway through 2019, which is mind-boggling to say the least. Regardless, there is no end in sight for amazing things that are happening throughout our wonderful community. In the studio today, I have two delightful ladies that have lots to share, which is super exciting. And it goes to show that when you can have collaborations like this in the room and bring it to listeners, it's just so interesting how small our community is, still yet so big, where we can make connections like this that really help to empower each other and do great things for one's business and exposure of their events and other things in the horizon. With that being said, we are just a couple weeks away from Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to think that pampering that man in your life is a great thing. And it would be a great gift idea to perhaps get them a gift card from, say, Foxy Nails. I know it sounds crazy, but I was in there this past Sunday. I'm feeling very foxy indeed. And there were more guys in there on a Sunday morning than there were ladies. Now, maybe it's just that they were early risers this go round. However, in Florida, it's important for men to have attractive feet if they're going to wear sandals, right? So feel free to get that gift certificate for the leading guy in your life, Foxy Nails. It's in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark, or even a gift certificate to the hair studio of Vero, where Melissa and her team is expanding. She has full-time barbers in there now that do great fades, cuts, and even hot shaves. So again, gift certificate to the hair studio of Vero and Foxy Nails are wonderful ideas for the father in your life. Whether he's really your dad or your husband, however you have to give that gift card, just think about it. It's just a few Sundays away. Now, as Miss Vero Centennial, I am really excited to be a part of the upcoming Centennial Legacy Luncheon that is being conducted by the Indian River Chamber of Commerce. Here in the studio today is the Executive Director, Miss Dori Stone. Welcome.
Howdy, howdy.
I think that what you were able to put together to pay homage to the Centennial is something really special, because we've been able to do a lot with individual pioneer families and established landmarks and the like, yet we haven't been able to really highlight businesses per se over the last 100 years. What can folks expect at the Legacy Luncheon, which will be hosted on June 10th?
We are really excited to be promoting the fact that you really don't have a community without a commercial. And that's a big part of what we felt we needed to recognize through the chamber. You know, we're not far behind in our own centennial. We'll be celebrating our centennial in 2022. So we're not that far
just
away.
Just a couple years
just
out.
Just a couple ways out. And we've always been a presence. I mean, even in 1919, we were already involved as part of the downtown district. So we really felt we wanted to showcase the business community as part of what makes Vero part of a complete community. So we really worked hard on getting legacy business owners to come out and want to tell their story. So we've got Amelie Loy, who for years owned a children's dress shop in downtown Vero. We have Sam Block, who has known Amelie since he was a small child when his parents owned the Mercantile next door. And now Sam is a well-known attorney here in Vero Beach. We have Sid Benack, whose family has been part of the citrus community as well as part of the downtown community for many, many generations. And we have Bob Brackett, who leaves no introduction for the Brackett name and what they've given back to the city of Vero Beach as well. So we're really excited about this lineup. And the whole purpose of this is really to get these legacy business owners to tell their stories, to talk about how things were even just a few decades ago, what they recall, and then really at the end of the conversation to ask them what they hope to preserve, which I think is all part of what we're doing as part of the centennial. You can't have a centennial without realizing what you want to be able to preserve as part of the legacy, and that goes throughout the community. So we're super excited to have this. This has been the brainchild of the City of Vero working with the Chamber, and we're just really looking forward to a great luncheon, and we promise it'll be a good time had by everyone.
I believe that it is going to shed so much light and so many warm, fuzzy feelings about the way it was. And you're right. How can we preserve that looking into our future? Because you can't really formulate and be fantastic in one's future without knowing where you came from and be able to highlight those and say, this is something that's important in our heritage that we need to preserve. Our co-chairs of the centennial is the city clerk, Miss Tammy Bursick, alongside Councilman Tony Young. And Tony Young will be the moderator for this business panel.
Yes, he will. He's Vice Mayor Young, we're very excited to have him as part of the panel. He's very excited to be part of the panel. He's been calling the panelists, making sure that he's engaged in the process. We've talked a number of times. He's just completely looking forward to the event, which is fantastic. And the city's done a great job of promoting the event as well. If anyone is interested in coming, it's June 10th at noon at the Vero Beach Country Club. They need to get online to the Indian River County Chamber website, IndianRiverChamber.com. They can register either online or they can register by giving us a call, and we're happy to take reservations. And we still have a little bit of room. We have a 200-seat presence, and we're at about 110 right now. So we've got a little room left, but we expect this to be close to a sellout. So we'd encourage people, if they want to come, get with us as soon as they can, and let's get it up. Let's get you scheduled.
Now let's circle back if we can. Now let's circle back, because Vice Mayor Tony Young, his grandfather was the original mayor of the city of Vero Beach, and in some of the initial papers of the town and its founding, his grandmother was highlighted as one of the leading ladies of the community, helping to pioneer the women's club and the library and so much more. So what a perfect moderator to be able to lend that credibility from a business perspective, as well as just so much history, to the community. This will be hosted at the Vero Beach Country Club?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the ticket will include the entire experience along with the lunch?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a fabulous lunch, as only Vero Beach Country Club can do. And we're very excited to have them as a partner to this event. And we've got some sponsorships coming in from some of our great Vero Beach board members. And so I think it'll just be a fantastic event.
A home run indeed. Again, that's this upcoming Monday, June 10th. It will be a luncheon at the Vero Beach Country Club. If you are interested in finding out about some of the business legacy of our community, you're not going to want to miss this. In addition, the Indian River Chamber is just an incredible community partner as a whole. Speaking on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage, the Indian River Chamber is currently a box host for our annual food drive.
Very excited. Come downstairs in our lobby. We've got the box out.
Excellent. And we'll be wrapping up that food drive this week, going around to over 60 different locations throughout the Treasure Coast, picking up all of those non-perishable food items for all of the businesses, for all of the organizations that committed to hosting the box and committed to filling it, whether it's with their staff or engaging with customers and clients. We certainly appreciate that. And again, the Indian River County Chamber does so much to be able to work within the business community and help with community outreach above and beyond just the business members, right?
That's a big part of our calling, is to make sure that we have we always have that sense of purpose, that we always have that sense of community. And I think our members really look forward to having that sense of community as well. And they do expect us to take the lead in that. And that's always been a big part of what I think historically the mission of the Chamber has been, and we're going to continue that mission moving forward.
Very well said. In addition, the Chamber website is all revamped now.
Yes.
And it's really easy for folks to find out other events. Aside from the Centennial Luncheon, there is a number of ways for folks to be able to network and see if the Chamber is a good fit for them and their business, especially if they are a budding entrepreneur with a new business model at hand. Beside the beautiful Dory Stone, executive director of the Indian River Chamber, we have with us a serial entrepreneur. She calls herself Miss Robin Palmer of Flight Bike. Welcome, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I have been enamored with how you are able to personify something as intricate as exercise and health and make it something that can be so fun and so portable. Ms. Robin, can you please engage our listeners with just a brief overview of what Flight Bike is?
Yes. And we actually changed the name to Life Bike recently because so many people were using it at home, at work, seniors. Ah. We have such a huge senior population using it, thank goodness. And so this started, I starred on Broadway for 15 years. I was Linda Ronstadt's little sister in the Pirates of Penzance with Kevin Kline. I co-starred with David Cassidy in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I sang Memory and Cats. And then I became a serial inventor. The first invention was my wake-up call, motivational alarm clock messages. I wanted a trainer to wake me up every morning, inspire me to wake up and work out, have a wonderful day, instead of, which is really bad for you. And
sure. I think I have that, that's mine. I'm convinced I'm going to switch. Excellent, Robert. Excellent.
Yes. It's neurologically really bad for you, and you're in alpha state. The first and last 5 minutes, the most impressionable, important, creative time. And it's so important that you start in your day positively. So I put together 150 hours of 5 minutes at a time with the Dalai Lama, Jack Canfield, Michael Beck with Marianne Williamson, all these famous thought leaders who start in your day positively, and which changed my life and then changed other people's lives, thank God. And we got a big licensing deal from Audible. Then I was on a plane quite a bit and I thought, darn, I don't want to get a blood clot, which affects a million Americans mm-hmm. every year and kill 300,000.
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to get jet lag. I want to feel well. Like, cabin pressure restricts oxygen flow on flight. So I thought, well, they don't want me getting up and down anymore. Why can't I just pedal in my seat? My calf is my biggest muscle, my lower extremity. It's the most efficient way to pump oxygenated blood through my body. What if I just invent some pedals for the plane? That's how Flight Bike got born. And then what happened was not only were people using it on planes, which is great, people who have had DVTs, deep vein thrombosis, or they've had lymphedema because they had their lymph nodes removed from cancer and they couldn't fly, their whole body would swell. Now they can fly. People who have edema, swollen ankles, are using it and their ankles don't swell anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's a miracle because blood flow matters.
Yes.
So Mayo Clinic partnered with me and did 2 months of research and discovered that, so they call it NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, how your brain and your body work. You're at zero when you sit there all day. And they say you lose 20 minutes of life for every hour you just sit there when you sit there all day. No one was meant to sit there all day, according to Mayo, Harvard, Blue Zones, every study out there. So when you life bike, according to Mayo Clinic, you have a 96% advantage of blood flow to your brain, which helps prevent Alzheimer's and helps you actually be much more productive because you can think more. And also blood flow to your body helps you to burn calories. You burn 300 calories every 30 minutes when you life bike, just at work, at home, watching TV, on a plane. I pedaled across America when we moved here.
Right? You've all road tripped it?
Yes, I did.
And your portable pedals.
Because I get really sleepy if I just sit there in the car. Mm-hmm. And I was so much more energized. I did not pedal when I was driving, however, just for the record.
Touche.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I did the whole time when I was a passenger. And it makes such a difference for me and enjoying the trip. And we have people in RVs that use it. I mean, I meant this for planes, and now everyone's taking over and using it in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. After knee and hip surgery, doctors are using it.
Certainly.
Just so many uses. Seniors, it really helps prevent Alzheimer's because blood flow to your brain. And also people who have mobility disability, 1 in 10 Americans, it's hard for them to walk. And this is so easy. It's 3.5 pounds. It folds flat, comes in its own bag, so you can fit in your fitness anywhere. You just throw it over your shoulder like sneakers, or it goes on the back of a wheelchair really easily so people can pedal with their arms. They burn calories, boost their mood, and energize mm-hmm. on a desk or a table with their arms, and then fold it up, put it away. No one will ever trip over it. I'm so grateful that it makes such a difference for people. And the amazing testimonials we've gotten, including the LA Rams. Todd Gurley, their number one player, got injured, and they used Life Bike to rehab him so he could be in the Super Bowl. And their coaches discovered that they get so sleepy sitting there. They get a little lethargic when you're sitting for 15 hours studying minute details on plays in front of a screen. Mm-hmm. And so they started pedaling with Life Bike, and they found that they had a lot more energy. They could think better. They were able to work longer.
And they went to the Super Bowl, by golly.
That's right.
That's quite the success story indeed. Now, we do have to go to a quick commercial break. However, I want folks to be able to quickly and easily find Life Bike. Is there a website in which they can go, peruse the details, perhaps even purchase it?
Yes, absolutely. And we have a special right now that we've never had before. It's only $79 instead of $139.
Wow.
And 30-day money-back guarantee. And you can either call me, and if you don't like using websites, some people who are seniors don't like using websites.
Yeah.
So it's 805-796-8201. Or the website is lifebike, LIFEBIKE. .co. It's not .com. It's .co, like company, lifebike.co. And you can just go on there, or you can call me. And because I start on Broadway, I always say, take off with a Life Bike. And don't just sit there, pedal.
Oh. I'm so glad that I get to sip on wine for something as special as that when you don't see it coming, folks. That's right. Our wine of the week is a delicious Bishop's Peak Sauvignon Blanc, compliments of the Blue Star Vero, that will be reopening this week after a short vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Glove Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Glove Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable, with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com.
Oh, welcome back, friends. Thanks thanks for tuning in to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Big shout out to Pac Mail Beachside. You know, this is the time of year where a lot of our seasonal guests have gone back north or gone back to their second homes. And at Pac Mail, we really make it easy for those that are responsible for helping with some of the maintenance and the oversight of those properties. We make keys there now at the Pac Mail Beachside. We also provide notary services, passport photos, and of course, help with all of your shipping needs. So if you happen to have something of sentimental value, you're looking to make sure it gets to your father on time for Father's Day, reach out to our friends at Pac Mail Beachside. They do provide complimentary pickups for anything that's too big, heavy, or fragile. Again, white glove moving storage and delivery. If you know of anybody who's getting ready to relocate this summer, don't hesitate to mention white glove moving and storage. We are A+ rated, free estimates, local and nationwide moving as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. Of course, if you are looking to purchase a new home, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do, would love to provide you a complimentary consultation to make sure you can get in the home of your dreams that, of course, you can afford. There's a caveat we really appreciate. And as you're new to the neighborhood or if you're looking to experiment with new cuisine, Blue Star in downtown Vero has their free wine summer promotion. That's right. It's opened up to all of our residents. You come in, you order two entrees, you get a complimentary bottle of wine. Get four appetizers, bring in a couple of friends, you get a complimentary bottle of wine. And there's no limit to the number of complimentary bottles of wine. So think about it. You double date, everybody gets a couple appetizers, everybody gets a couple entrees. There's at least three bottles of wine right there from a hand-selected list prepared by Chef Kitty Wagner herself. So thank you to the Blue Star.
Yum.
Yeah, I know.
I know,
right?
Awesome.
I just recently had her arugula watermelon feta salad.
Nice.
I featured it in an upcoming article that will be in the Vero Your News Weekly. Mm-hmm. It was so delicious. I paired it with a crisp French rosé. Sensational.
What a great summer.
Was going on my palate was terrific. Just terrific. Speaking of...
You know, speaking of, I just need to say one quick thing about you.
You are amazing,
Anna.
Aww.
You know, so at the Women's Premier Luncheon, everyone talks about you. We don't know how you do everything you do, but we're really grateful that you do.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And speaking of, that luncheon is going to be hosted on June 14th. That will be the final luncheon before we wrap up for summer break. And then we will resume again in September. So thank you so much for those kind words. I really love to make sure that business ladies engage with each other and that we have a really positive environment to support one another and help each other be the best that we can be, right?
This is why she's Miss Centennial right here.
Exactly.
She carries the flag for many, many different things. So,
well, it's an honor. It's a real honor. And to that point, we have the Centennial Legacy Luncheon coming up in just a few days. It will be hosted at the Vero Beach Country Club. It is a panel format where folks will be able to learn from some of the biggest names throughout our community, talking about where we were in the past, how we can propel ourselves in the future. Dory Stone, Executive Director of the Indian River Chamber, is here. If folks are interested in securing a spot for the June 10th luncheon, how do they do that?
Two ways to do that. Call the chamber at 772-567-3491 or get online and register at IndianRiverChamber.com.
And with the revamped website, it's super simple. Click, 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 you're
done.
Get
on the events, get in the registration. You can do it through credit card. It's just so easy.
And I have the pleasure of serving as an ambassador with the Chamber. If you're looking to grow your business, make connections, this is the perfect membership in which to be able to do that. Lots of opportunities, no matter your age, no matter your business, to be able to network and make some valuable impact on your bottom line.
It is our job. I mean, that networking, making sure we can connect interested people with interested people, that's a big part of what we do, as well as looking at our community and making sure we can give back. Those are two very important things. And we have a lot coming up. We have the State of the County in July, on July 12th at the IG Center. And we've got, hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, we've got a restaurant month planned for September, bringing back a longer expanded version of Restaurant Week, but we're working on it.
Once we fine-tune those details, you're coming
back
on the show,
right.
Ms. Dory
Stone.
Exactly
right. We got a lot to talk about.
I agree. And of course, beside her, we have Robin Palmer of Life Bike, our serial entrepreneur who is just amazing and a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
So much of what the Life Bike brings to the table is about promoting health and wellness. You have a special going on. One more time for our listeners, how they can procure their own Life Bike.
Yes, you can call me at 805-796-8201, or you can go on the website at lifebike.co, LIFEBIKE.co, and we have a special. It's only $79. It's half off for Father's Day and getting fit for summer. And I am so happy to help you. I'm really passionate about this and making a difference for you. So just give me a call or go on the website.
All right. Until next week, folks. Cheers.